Hey, how's it going? My name's Elijah. This is the Job Pod, and career advice is here for both your ears. Enjoy it. Take it in. Today, Darren McGee is here to give you a great deal of advice. Community involvement, posting for 1,000 days in a row, and what he's learned from that. Humble beginnings, rolling up his sleeve, and building a business brick by brick with his brother Eric. Sharing some free resources along the way, and teaching you that unorthodox ways of getting your prospects' attention really works. Enjoy.
Darren, thank you so much for joining the Job Pod, my friend. While you're out doing some cardio, making time, I appreciate it.
Hey, man, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So the one thing I wanted to really capture first is the personality that you have as the leader of SaaS Pros. Get to the company later. But when you talked a bit about taking selfies in front of prospect logos and just flipping that out to their DMs, and they go, whoa, dude, what are you doing? I'm at work. Like, what's going on? Do you find that works well for you to kind of do that orthodox kind of style of getting people's attention, or does it kind of flip itself on the head, so to speak?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. I mean, I've been doing that since like way before SaaS Pros was even a thought, back early in my sales days. I used to walk around downtown. I used to walk around all over the city, and I'd see logos and I'd take pictures and try to just be different. I think that's the biggest thing with sales these days is everybody's the same. Everybody's putting people in outreach and sales loft sequences and sending the same emails, and my little picture in front of their logo just shows that I'm doing a little bit more effort and typically prospecting into the C-suite, and those individuals didn't get there without a little grit effort. So, and it's just fun, man. I get to get out and walk, got to get out from behind the desk, and it helps me with my creativity and cardio as well. Sure. But yeah, man, it's been really great. And sure, there are people that don't like it, and there are people that are like, whoa, what is this? But there are a lot of people that are, fans of it, which is really great.
Awesome. Do you think that the goofiness, so to speak, or the personality of Darren shines through when you're doing a bit of that relationship building, sales management, things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's the key to anyone in sales, right? Anyone in general is like, you've got to be your unique self and you got to lean into your strengths. And that's one of my strengths. And so whether I'm sending a video DM, whether I'm sending an audio message to a prospect, or whether I'm walking around and seeing their office, I'm just trying to bring my unique self into every single interaction. And like I said, you either like it or you don't, and that's totally fine.
I love it that you're leading, company with your hat backwards and proud of it. Like you've skateboarder or whatever, you know, the 90s when us old guys kind of lived life to the fullest. And that's your corporate attire. That's your, you come in and see these investor types or banker types with 4-piece suits, so to speak, and you're just kind of jamming with a t-shirt or those cool hoodies and backwards cap. Is that kind of help get people on board with your company a little more, or kind of ease people?
Oh man, I don't know. I just like to wear my hat backwards, and I realized that like I'm gonna be me, and there are times where I need to be a little bit more buttoned up in meetings, etc. But on the day to day, I'm walking around in town with my backwards hat on. That's just who I am, and it's never really. I always say it's never. Me wearing my hat backwards has never made me lose a deal. And so I'm just going to continue being me. It took me a long time to understand that. And, since I have like fell into my authentic self, I think, my career has taken off since then. So, but yeah, the suits still come out on weddings and specific meetings.
Yeah, for sure. They have to sometimes. I mean, they're there, you got them in the closet. Sometimes it's just Sarah, they're whispering out, Darren, you gotta try me on, old pal,
That's right,
just for kicks. So you're talking about yourself getting into a true self and not overthinking who you are, but you went from 2K followers to 77K in 2 years, 9 months, like 7 days, 3 minutes or something like that. Is that helped kind of experience what you're going through? Was that a realization or light bulb came on when you kind of posted 1,000 days in a row, or is that have any correlation whatsoever?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think I've always loved writing. I've always loved storytelling, and LinkedIn was just a place where I could do that and build relationships and friends and prospects and customers. And I think over the years, it's morphed into more of a community that I cherish. And so, I have the ability to write and have the ability for people to see that and engage with that. My goal now is to help others figure this out. And, it's been something that's been a true life-giving thing for me. Is it hard? Absolutely. Are there times where you want to stop? Absolutely. But it's the little messages in the DMs that say like, hey man, thank you for your message today, or thank you for this post to help me close a deal, or thank you for this post to help me figure out who I was. And those are the little things that like mean the world to me. But man, there are days where it's really, really, really hard to continue to show up. But
yeah,
I just want to continue impacting people.
Anything in particular that you're driving for out there in the LinkedIn world, trying to teach people something? Do you have a particular goal or hope or dream? Or do you just, whatever that resonates with them?
Man, that's a great question. I think that, I think it evolves. I think it changes every so often. I think, you know, there were times where I was just there to prospect and close deals. There were times where I was trying to build local relationships. There were times where I was just trying to help people and encourage people and lift people up. And now it's a little bit of all of the above, and I can continue to share. And when I share, maybe I get a prospect. When I share, maybe I build a really key strategic relationship. And maybe I share and somebody finds inspiration in that and makes them continue to post and share their story.
I mean, we're recording now in when it's cold as heck out, you know, where we are across North America, but soon it'll be spring and you'll figure things out. So hopefully that'll mean that SaaS Bros is on a whole different level. Do you have a few different plans for 23 for the company? Like, you guys going to be the best at everything?
No way. I think the part of SaaS Bros was, me and my brother were sitting around a fire and we were helping people just like us break into technology sales and SaaS sales. So my brother was a nonprofit leader for many, many years. I was delivering mail in Lower Manhattan. Everybody told us that we didn't have a chance to break into sales and win, right? And we both proved those theories wrong. And we thought, man, there's probably a lot of people that are in the same shoes as us, and we wanted to challenge that status quo, and that's what we embarked on doing. And we've grown slowly, but we've grown great. 2023, we have a lot of plans, and we're just going to continue to be faithful to us and our community, and the rest will shape out itself.
Sounds like a piece of cake. You got this locked in.
No, it's definitely not a piece of cake. I think a lot of people will see that journey and think, oh man, everything is great. I think it's just like any other business. There are good days, there are bad days, there are great weeks, there are terrible weeks. And, you know, for the most part, we're just out here having fun and trying to help people.
Cool. You have a central location for all your crew, or you guys kind of in a remote or hybrid kind of space with SaaS Bros?
Yeah, man, it's just me and Eric, just me and my brother. We both live in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. And so our home base is each other's living rooms and maybe a whiskey cocktail at a bar down the road on Thursdays. But yeah, we're just working out of our houses.
So this is legit a startup. Like, this is, I guess, the epitome of what I saw in media and all that. It's just two guys, family members, hanging out and doing your thing.
Yeah, it's just me and Eric. Eric is full-time in the business, leading the business as one of our co-founders, and myself. And then I have a VP of sales role for a company called Sky, who I greatly appreciate and love working for. And on the side, when I have some time, I support SaaS Bros. And yeah, it's just two of us. But I think that's the beauty of social, and that's the beauty of marketing and sharing on social, because, you know, we're just two people, but we're making a really large impact.
Humble. It's awesome. You find any risks in bringing on newer sales reps without experience? That seems to be, you know, at least on SaaS Bros' page on LinkedIn, you're all about it. Does that mean more work for you guys?
For us particularly, or for our clients?
Maybe for you guys particularly.
I mean, I don't think we would ever have that worry, because that we were those individuals. I think you can teach sales. I think it's something that, like, you can be developed into, and you know, that's why we are so passionate about placing these individuals into organizations that have great sales enablement teams and great culture, so they can come in and thrive. And that doesn't bother me. Do I think you can come in and be a director of sales right off the bat without having any sales experience? Probably not. But I do think you can come in as an SDR or SMB mid-market AE from across industry and do really well.
Is there any particular software services that you're, I guess, more familiar with or more in tune with to place those people?
from a company perspective?
For you guys, for your own experience, Darren, do you have anything that you kind of resonate well with, or do you just kind of across the board, you're good with any sort of product that a software lands on?
Oh, I mean, listen, I mean, there's good businesses everywhere in every single area of life. I think our biggest thing is making sure that we're partnering with companies that care about their people. And we're building those relationships with them so that our people and our individuals that we place into those firms can thrive.
Right. You get what SaaS is, but do you find a lot of misconceptions with businesses or clients that you have? Or do you think that a lot of people are kind of up to speed on what SaaS is?
I mean, we're typically working with individuals that are excited about breaking into that industry, and in tune with that, we're working with companies that actually have a need for these individuals. So no, I don't think there are many misconceptions for us. I'm sure there are a lot of people around the world that don't understand tech sales and software as a service, and you know, that's okay. We're here to help, encourage, teach, and push people in any direction that they choose. So yeah, for us, it's making sure that we're partnering with individuals that understand and that companies that actually care.
People are looking to kind of figure out what goes on behind the scenes. Do you have any suggestions beyond your own LinkedIn page to kind of get them help acquainted with the SaaS world?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at our playbook that we put together on how to break into SaaS and when. And, you know, that's a 43-page playbook where we walk through how to get into the industry, how to build your presence, how to build your why, a couple other principles that are in there. I think to date we've sold over 500 of those to individuals looking to get into this world. And so, yeah, there's so many tips and tricks in that. And, you know, I share a lot of them on LinkedIn, of course. But, yeah, there's several different avenues for you to go learn those pieces as well.
Is this what you've been doing your whole life, sales and building relationships? Or is there other industries that you've kind of tapped into and learned from to use for, you know, the side gig and the VP role?
That's a great question. I think, you know, if any of you guys listening have followed me on LinkedIn, you'll know that I started my career in the mailroom, moved into operations management, moved into recruiting and talent acquisition, and I found myself in the sales. And so all of those things have really helped push me in the right direction. I think I have a good understanding of the business as a whole. And so, yeah, all of those have shaped me to be the person that I am today, and continuing and learning to be better because I've got a long ways to go.
Apparently I found a real old post about you posting your schedule, you know, having family time in the morning, grinding for about 5-6 hours, some meetings, and then at night kind of finishing up, maybe do some kayaking, things like that. Balance is tough. For those skeptical 9-to-5ers who kind of grind through 12-hour days, how do you suggest, you know, to others, or how do you learn from making the most of your time? That doesn't feel like 6 hours of meetings would be enough, but maybe for you it's perfect.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there are days where I work 8, 10, 12, 13 hours a day, right? There are days where I work 5, 6, 7. And I think you have to have that balance and find that balance of like what works for you. You know, when I wrote that post, I was an AE. I didn't have a business that I was running on the side. And so that was the schedule that worked for me. It looks a little bit different for me now, where I'm leading a team and running an organization and also building one on the side. So my days don't look like that. But I do try to carve out that specific time for breakfast with my kids or walks outside or a fishing trip. And then maybe sometimes I log back in at 10 or 11 at night. It's just what you have to do in certain seasons of life.
Sure. Do you find a lot of times that you're taking your work with you on vacation, if you're lucky to have one, spend with the family, or do you just tune out completely, throw the phone in the water and you're done?
Kind of I used to struggle with that a lot. Especially early on in my career, where I thought I had to be plugged in to close deals. I thought I had to be plugged in. I thought I had to answer every single email and every single phone call. And then I learned the beauty of boundaries. Even as I started to climb in higher roles. And now I do a pretty good job. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I don't think anybody is. My schedule typically looks like this. If I'm traveling on a week's vacation, I'll log in the morning just to check 2 or 3 minutes, make sure there's nothing, anything that needs my attention or to be delegated. And then if nothing's there, then I move on throughout my day. But no, man, I'm not the person that just throws my phone away and says, all right, I'm out of here for 7 days, unless I literally have no phone service and I'm in the middle of nowhere, which has happened. And man, everything just works out too. So like, do whatever works best for you.
The brother takes care of you. The team you hire takes care of you. Sometimes it works out for sure.
Yep.
Right on.
Absolutely.
For folks stuck on, you know, going to freelance world and doing their thing, are they, they're focused on, you know, first six or seven figures all the time. So for you, what would that success look like for those people? And is it really that important to focus on those milestones?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously important to think about revenue and how you provide for your family and how you take care of your customers and clients. It's different for everybody though. Everybody has a different reason why they're launching a business, but I think you should have goals in front of you and things that you're chasing towards. You know, for Eric and I, we wanted to place 100 people in positions by 2023, right? So we had a mission around that, and revenue came alongside of that. And so, yeah, I mean, that every business is different, but for sure, I think you need to have something to march towards.
Is the scaling plan going okay for you? Like you had 100, now maybe you place 300, 500, 1,000. What's obtainable, do you think, for the next little bit? Or am I getting the numbers junkie area and freaking you out?
No, you're good. I mean, right now we're trying to do our very best to take care of the customers that we have and the individuals that are trying to get into the industry. And we're doing a really good job. We're thankful for the community for supporting us. And we don't get too much into those numbers as we move forward now, because we're formulating a true business model. And the first part of our journey was trying to understand what the heck we were doing. Now we know that, and we can march towards our goals.
Now you're paying people for comments, trying to get people into the community. In all seriousness, I'm joking around, of course, but you're trying to heckle me down to 25 cents. I respect the hustle. Good for you. But you're having some fun trying to really nail down that point, right? That it's important to get in the comments and engage with those people, because that's where everybody gets lit up. Have you found that? Do you have time with 77,000 followers to nail down those comments? Or do you just have some AI thing that does magic for you?
Yeah, no, I mean, no one's ever had the keys to my LinkedIn. It's always me.
Oh, for sure.
It's always me in every DM, every comment. Do I have time to respond to every single person? No, man, I don't. And that's okay. I used to think that I had to. As I've continued to grow, I've realized that, like, you know, hit as many of them as you can. You gotta wake up and take care of yourself first. And listen, you're already, anybody that's struggling with that, I'll leave you this one thing. Like, you're already giving a massive amount of value in your post. You don't have an absolute rule that you have to respond to every single comment. You've already given value in that post. If you can get to it, then great. If not, move on. Will people get upset? Sure. But that's not the people you want in your community.
Be there for the ones who give back, right? It's not about you just putting it out there. It's about getting something back.
That's right.
Is there anything particular that can come up top of your mind that you've learned from somebody commenting on your posts?
Oh, man, hundreds of people. I mean, I've shared things where people have challenged me and have made me think differently on specific things. I've built a global community over the last 2 years where I've really understood cultures and understood differences. And I mean, that's one of the beauties of LinkedIn, is that, like, you consistently are challenged and you're consistently seeing different walks of life. And that's a beautiful thing. And so, yeah, every single day I learn something.
So here I am overthinking the process, and you'd go, just be yourself, throw a cap on backwards, throw a hoodie on, throw yourself in front of selfies and logos and do your thing, have some fun, enjoy it. Is that, that's the secret to life, hey? Just don't overthink it. Just be Darren and you're good to go, right?
If it was only that easy. But yeah, no, I mean, it takes a lot. I tell people this all the time. It takes a massive amount of work. Sure, being yourself is great. Sure, making a post every day is great. But, like, you've got to put in the effort. You've got to study. You've got to understand your community. You've got to learn formatting. Like, there's a lot that you have to learn. But I think if you put in time and the sweat equity, as they used to call it, like, things will work out.
Old elbow grease. I don't know how that translates to typing, but you'll figure it out, right?
Yeah, good. It sure does. It's a Detroit reference.
Yeah, right on. Right on. Thank you so much, Darren. This has been cool.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Darren, for bringing your true self to LinkedIn and letting us experiencing that. Next week is the power of collaboration. Two people that collaborated off a whim, created an ebook resource for project managers and transitioning teachers, and surprised themselves along the way. Don't miss it. For now, myself, Elijah, the Job Pod, thank you so much for being a part of this. It means a lot. I'll see you soon.